Libby Purvis, Yachting Monthly, March 2012. Cruise planning? Ah, yes, always a joy. Dates and timetables, cruise and pilot books, and risking the odd pig air booking for a crew change or trip back to work mid-voyage. There are a few better ways of passing the blustery pre-spring evenings. On the other hand, a compulsive cruise planner of my acquaintance, all right, my husband Paul, although he has spent many a happy afternoon working his way from Falmouth to Fiji, has a stark warning. Except, he says, that it's only a virtual reality game. Bits will be relevant, but the best things happen by chance and serendipity. It has taken half a lifetime to reach this conclusion, but I have to admit he's more or less right. Of course, we plan, even to the point of booking berths in the more far-flung destinations. But the fact is, half the time you never do fling yourself quite as far as you'd hoped. Many a cheerful expedition has set out for Benaday, complete with Euros and phrasebook, only to spend a quite agreeable fortnight eating chips and hiding from gales in the Eden Project, or taking in the Troy players' latest barnstorming farce in Foy Town Hall. Many an Irish cruise has been spent exploring Wales. Plenty of Dutch courtesy flags have remained neatly rolled in the locker while their owner explained Walton Backwaters again. The point is, though, that it isn't all about disappointment. A small boat is not a tour bus. If it's Friday, it must be Cameray. Rather, it is a magic carpet, a door into Narnia, an act of faith in the unexpected, and a challenge to our flexibility, inventiveness, and grace in accepting cruel fate. It may be tremendous for big-time adventurers to strive to seek to find and not to yield, and for Tillman to reach Scoresby Sound or Chay Blythe to go the wrong way round the world. And indeed my own spouse made it through the Ostar, and well done him, and yes, we love Sir Robin Knox-Johnston for never ever giving up. But frankly, what with the working and family life and the fickleness of weather, most of us do well to enjoy whatever happens. Even perhaps to emulate some wanderers he met in Brazil who were planning to sail south, didn't like the look of the Argentinian coast, so they hired a car and drove to Patagonia instead. Well, that's a bit extreme. But wandering back through the old logs, it's surprising how often the really memorable things were accidental. One year in Grace O'Malley, we were heading purposefully up channel till a gale warning came through and we dived into a harbour of which we knew nothing, Saint-Valery-en-Caux. We were greeted by an exuberant harbour master with, "Vous êtes ici pour la grande fête!" They were having a traditional boat rally. In vain we protested modestly, "On est plastique." "Fais rien, fais rien," he cried, and ushered us into a free berth complete with gendarmerie, brass band and a vin d'honneur with the mayor. So we put up bunting, stuck the children in striped tops and hammocks on deck, and became a tourist attraction for the 3 days of gale. And we met a Dunkirk veteran boat, which came every year to Saint-Valery in memory of its wartime contribution. A thrill. Another time we set out for Cameray and discovered the pleasures of St. Helier. Conversely, we once met a judge who accidentally ended up in a Breton harbour, where they were celebrating the patron saint of lawyers with a procession, so obviously he joined it. Nor did we ever really intend to go into one dour Scottish fishing port, but when we did, there was not only a harbour seal, but a strange skirling of pipes across the anchorage, alerting us to something going on. "Maybe," said a child wistfully, "maybe they'll be dancing on swords." "Oh, not very likely, sweetheart," I said, patronisingly. But we rowed ashore, and blow me down, there they were in the fish shed, sword dancing and reeling, having a ceilidh to say farewell to one of the local trawlers which had been sold to the south. Things happen. Sunsets can look better from an unexpected angle. You fail in your cruise plan and long for a shower in the marina, but end up tied next to a fishing boat so friendly that the crew tell your children jokes and then dump a bag of fresh sole on your deck and follow it with a crashing sack of ice to keep them fresh. All these things have happened. None were planned.